Monday morning with Todd Van Dyke and PJ Olson dropping by the studio this morning. We're going to talk rock camp for a few minutes. Hi, PJ.
Good morning, Todd. Good morning, Copper Country.
It is good to see you again, sir.
It's good to be back, always. What a beautiful day.
How are the kids doing?
The kids are rocking out. Yeah, we had a great week last week. We had our usual Rock Camp Thursday meltdown day where everyone sort of realizes that, holy smokes, we've got a lot to do.
I mean, that happens in yours too?
Yes.
Everything I've ever been involved with, where you're putting something like this together, there comes a point, and it's usually about 40% into it,
right,
where you say, oh my God, this is never going to happen. What on earth were we thinking of? But in every one that I've ever been involved with, we've gotten past it, and we've come up with a wonderful result.
Yeah, that's, well, we rely on that, and we know that's going to happen. We feel really good about this year. We've got a bunch of new kids. We lost some of our alumni, but it's great. One of the things that's really cool is a major part of our alumni is back as instructors or working in the tech staff, or, you know, we've got four or five kids that have been in Rock Camp before that are now still in the building helping out these kids.
That was one of the questions I had for you this morning, because you've got some history. This is what, the fifth, fourth?
This is sixth year.
Sixth year of Rock Camp. What do you hear from these kids who have been through it and now have gone on, because some of them are in college or out on their own at this point? What do you hear back from them?
What we hear back is that Rock Camp is one of the most important projects that they've ever been involved in, and it had a huge impact on their life. In some kids' cases, it had an impact enough on their life that they chose their degree, went into music school. In other kids, they chose a degree on the tech side, but they were introduced to this life in Rock Camp, and they feel better about themselves as people and more secure as individuals.
I mean, I'm an old person now, and I can remember back when I was in high school 40-some years ago, I spent summers at various types of music camps, and they had a tremendous impact on me.
Yes.
And in many cases, helped me become the musician that I am today, such as it is. You, of course, went through similar experiences, and you're a musician that works at a much higher level than I ever had.
Well, I had what was called the permanent Rock Camp family.
So, no, that's true.
So growing up, there was a Rock Camp at my house every day. So I was really lucky in this area to have that. And one of the reasons that we do this is because I remember growing up here, being a creative individual and not having a platform to rehearse on. And this is one of the reasons that we do this. I really, really feel it's important to give creativity to the children of this area.
And I think it's so important for creative kids to have the opportunity to work at a high level. Because God bless our school districts, they're trying as hard as they can under very difficult circumstances to keep band programs going and art programs and such. But, and again, I'll go back to when I was in school, I was the most bored kid in the high school band because it was easy for me. It was simple. And you have to give these very talented kids the opportunity to lift their level of performance by working with people who work at a higher level.
Absolutely. Yeah, we surround these kids with unbelievable instructors. And there's one other thing that we do compared to school. And I'm a big believer in school and education. And I'm also a big believer in art and music. But the one thing that we do at Rock Camp is we make kids work 8 hours a day for 2 weeks straight being creative.
Yeah,
it's
that
not
intensity.
It's not an hour out of their day.
Yeah.
This is 8 hours a day. And the other thing that's nice about Rock Camp is every one of these kids wants to be there.
Yes.
So we have a wonderful family of hardworking children that are completely creative and flowering right in front of us.
Now, what kind of performers do you have this year? I know you get people who perform in all sorts of different musical styles and different musical instruments. What do you have?
Well, this year it looks like we've got about six bands. Very excited about all six of them. They represent a huge gamut of the music industry. But I will say I'm really proud of the kids because they have chosen out some great songs that are complete crowd pleasers. And I think that the people of this area are going to come in and be pretty blown away. And by the way, I want to say to everyone in the Copper Country, if you're thinking about going to the Rock Camp show on Saturday, August 1st at 7 o'clock, I would suggest that you get over to the Rosé ticket box office and get your tickets. We are already halfway sold out.
And the last couple of years, you have fully sold out.
We have sold out for the first time last year. And in this community, a major part of that is walk up, meaning that people walk up to the show that day and expect to get a ticket. I would suggest if you're one of those people, you run out now and get your ticket, because otherwise you're not going to get in. That's kind of where we're at. We're feeling really good about this year. We got a lot of help in promotion, and the word's getting out about how these shows go, and we're really proud.
I know that you look very hard for community sponsorship.
Yes.
For Rock Camp, because it's expensive to put this on, and it's expensive for kids to go to, and you want to defray as much of that expense as possible.
Yes.
Is there still an opportunity for businesses or individuals to help support Rock Camp for this year or next year?
Absolutely. We are always looking for sponsorship. If not for this year, we would apply it to next year. We still are taking on sponsors for this year as well within this week. And so we are always looking for sponsors, and we are always looking for support from the community.
After that big show Saturday night in the past, what do those kids come up and tell you?
Well, honestly, most of the kids that come up, whether boys or girls or young men or young ladies, come up and give me a huge lifelong hug, a life hug that has tears in it and the highest of emotions. And almost every one of them comes up and gives that to me. And it's probably the best part of camp for me.
Because if you are a performer, and again, you know this because you work at so much higher level than I do, but if you are a performer and you go out into an extraordinary situation and you nail it and it works, there's no better feeling.
There is no better. That's a wonderful feeling. And actually, I'll tell you honestly, and this is something I've learned from the kids, it's, you know, every time isn't necessarily perfect. And I've actually learned a lot more from the performances that didn't go well than the performances that did go well. Most of the magic moments or great performances that I've had in my career, I have forgotten about. I don't keep those close to heart. The ones that didn't go so well, those are the ones that taught me how to perform better the next time. So regardless of any situation, we are always educating.
There is a risk that you take every time you step out on a stage.
Yes, absolutely there is. And there's especially a risk when you've got, you know, 38 songs in a show and a lot of transitions and a lot of different instrumentations. Yeah. And it's a risk, but we have a great tech crew this year, so we're prepared. We're ready to make this thing smoke.
And to me, for the kids who are involved, that may be the biggest lesson that they get out of doing something like this. It's wonderful to elevate your musical skill, but it's a great thing to teach a young person that you can take that step and you might crash, but you'll survive it. And that's a lesson that can be applied to pretty much any aspect of life from here on out.
Absolutely. Absolutely. We know that most of these kids will probably not end up in the music business, but the way that Rock Camp applies to the rest of their lives has a huge impact. And when you take kids, I mean, we have seven bands right now, and those seven bands are in their own right their own bands. They are their very similar lifestyles, very similar kids in those particular bands. At the same time, we do have a wide variety of children. But one thing that we do is we make all the kids work for one common goal, and that's the final show. So when you get all these kids working through nervousness together, a family is created. And regardless of there being six or seven bands, what we are is one giant Rock Camp family, that when it comes time for that final show and we're back in the choir room, which is our green room where everyone has to be, the feeling in there is just incredible. It's just a absolutely vibrant situation.
And each band, each group can cheer the accomplishments of the other.
Yes, they can.
And yes, that's a heck of a life lesson too.
Yeah. It's something. And you know, last year we had a couple kids that their performance at the final show didn't go so good. They're back.
It's going to happen.
Yeah, they're
and,
back.
And that's part of it. I mean, I'm sure that, I shouldn't assume, but I'm sure that you have bombed on stage from time to time. I can remember some hugely embarrassing moments on stage.
Yes, I have definitely bombed on stage. We're talking about gas, right? Just kidding. I have bombed on stage. Fortunately, it was because of a physical thing. I've been pretty fortunate in my life because of rehearsing so hard that generally I go on incredibly well prepared. And it's the shows that came up all of a sudden that maybe I didn't get to rehearse for, that I didn't perform to the standards that I wanted, or something happened where I got sick. I had a couple shows last year and I had laryngitis and still had to go on. And that's demoralizing when you don't have your strength and you still got to go on in front of people.
Yeah, and that teaches a lesson to kids as well in terms of preparation, because so many of them, I think, they look at music, they see it performed on television, they think that these guys just snap their fingers and it happens.
Yeah, no, that's not the way it is. I tell the kids, when I did David Letterman, Columbia Sony made me rehearse for 30 days, 8 hours a day with a 9-person band to play 2.5 minutes worth of music on David Letterman.
Yeah. And the people who see music and see stuff like that on television, music videos online and such, they don't understand what goes into this.
Oh yeah, there's a lot. It's a lot of work, but music deserves 200%. Creativity deserves 200%. And I'll tell you, anyone out there, if you're not going to put 200% into your creativity, stop being creative.
Yeah, because
it's not worth it. Creativity is the beautiful language that just surrounds us all the time, and it deserves as much as we can put into it.
And the kids are learning that last week and this week at PJ's Rock Camp.
They sure are.
You have a website.
Yes, we do. PJsRockCamp.com. You can go there and check that out. That's PJsRockCamp.com. We update it every day with pictures from camp and video from camp and sponsor videos. And it's a lot of fun. It gives you a little view in on the kids. And if you go there, you know, often enough, by the time showtime happens, you'll actually know the bands and the kids, which is pretty good.
Yeah. Yeah, and by all means, get your tickets. Go to the show this Saturday night, 7 yes. o'clock. I'll tell you what we could do. We could give some tickets away now.
I think that sounds great. Should we do that?
We can do that.
All right.
Caller number 3 at 482-9700. 482-9700. Caller number 3 gets tickets to PJ's Rock Camp. And PJ Olson, thank you for coming in.
Right on. Thank you very much for having me, Todd. Always wonderful to see you.
Q&A's Classic Hits, 97.7 The Wolf.